Blog Talk Radio.
Get ready.
Ha-ha. Yeah. You done rocking with the best.
Yeah.
Hot Talk Radio. ATL's yeah. Finest. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
We got Lady Libra. China Doll. AKA the professor. What up, Pat? Polo. Kiwoo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
Lady Libra coming through your speaker. Mayhem Monday. We had a long weekend. It was Easter weekend. I hope you all had a wonderful weekend. I did. I got plenty of rest. Hope I sound a little better than I normally do because I usually have this raspy voice. But nonetheless, the topic for today is I want to know exactly how long does it take before the man or the woman realizes if the person that they're dealing with is marriage material. I mean, at what point do you realize that this person is not the one you will consider seriously? We dragging people along for a couple years and years and years, not marrying them. We're going to see what's up. Give me some calls. Let's do this.
Hey.
natural high. It's just the way you've been my best friend, right by my side. And there's no one else like it, baby. Last night I realized that's why. Your kiss was so sweet, and though you will never know, it was like a dream. I hope that it will never end. Please do it again, cause it feels so right. I need someone to pinch me, please, cause I can't believe it happened in one night. Yeah.
The majority of them have married.
Hello. Hello, caller. Jerry?
Hello. Yes.
Hi, Hot Talk Radio here.
Hey, let me get y'all a speaker for a second. Hold on. Yes, ma'am.
Hot Talk Radio speaking. How may I help you?
Okay, I'm calling in. This is Derek. I'm calling out Decatur. I want to hit on the topic of the time frame, just to put it in a nutshell.
Yeah, we want to know how long does it take you to realize if someone is marriage material or not. Because we just trying to stop all this time wasting. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, amen. Well, me personally, being a married man, coming up on my 3-year anniversary.
Congratulations.
Thank you. My opinion is, you know, it's like my generation and after has lost the art of courting a woman. You know, it's like the relationships that my homeboys, a lot of my friends have, when we talk about them, they're based off, you know, really three principles, either lust, money, or wedlock. You know, and it's like the courting element of the relationship, the foundation building aspect of it, comes so far down the road after the bumps and bruises that a person, the epiphany never takes place. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So, why are so many men not courting the women now?
You want me to be 100?
I want you to be 100.
Man, listen, the priority list on both sides of the fences are twisted. You know, so this is my opinion. I ain't saying it's right or wrong, but on the seller side, it's what I can get, what I can gain. You know, whether it be a physical thing, a monetary gain, and on the women's side, it's the same thing. So the courtship is really not a major concern.
So what happened to us growing as one?
I couldn't hear you.
What happened to us growing as one?
What happened to, ain't no more grandmamas. I don't even think that happens no more.
Why not? The majority of women that I know are doing the same exact thing. So why not?
Why not? That's a beautiful question. Why? I can say for myself.
My grandmother, she wanted to be taken care of.
Your grandma. See, that grand. See, it's that grand on top of it, that extra stuff. That don't take place these days. What, grandmamas is what, 35? Moms is 20? You know, the courting element, it's gone. It's more baby mamas than it is wives. You feel me?
Yeah, they are more baby mamas than wives, but I appreciate your answer, Derek, but there's no clarification in it.
Touche. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for calling in, Hot Talk Radio. Call
Amen.
Us.
Stay tuned.
And visit our fan page, okay?
We'll do.
Love.
Thank you. Hot Talk Radio. We got Kiwu in the chat box tonight. So if you don't want us to be heard, feel free to chat with Kiwu. She's sitting there waiting. The topic is the same. It's Mayhem Monday. The lines are lighting up. It's going to get deep tonight because, you know, I don't think it takes a long time to realize if someone is marriage material. We got Fat in the building tonight along with Sean.
What's up?
Tell the fans what's up.
What's up, fans of Hot Talk Radio? This is Sean, and my personal feelings on how long does it take to know that you're marriage material. I feel like I'm marriage material, but for me to figure out my mate, if he's marriage material, after the first 6 weeks of dating, I know if I want to deal with you. Now, after that, within the 6 months, I know if I want to be with you. Mm-hmm. It's been a long, you know, with me, I date long-term, longevity. So, but that's going trashy, you know. I'm tired of playing wife and not without the ring. My last name needs to change. I'm tired of being a Carter. Can it change to Gresham, maybe Martin, you know.
You know what I'm
but
saying?
But that's Hot Talk Radio for
that's
it,
Hot
man.
Talk Radio for it. How long do it take you to realize it's one of these
man.
Gentlemen, I'm gonna be nice today. Lady Libra's gonna be nice.
Is, I can look at them.
You can look at them.
I can look at them.
Uh-oh, she's saying it. When she lay eyes on them.
I can't tell if I ain't married to you. I know. I guess I have been tied up for so long, I just know all the do's and the don'ts and what you're doing and what you ain't. I mean, can't they get on me, so I can just look at you and say, he ain't right.
Well, you know, now, coming from a divorcee's perspective, you know, I was married 10 years. Lord have mercy. 10 years. Now, hi, Atlanta, don't tell nobody. Because then y'all going to be trying to figure out how old I really am.
I had to tell somebody because you were married. I was in a relationship for 19.
Oh. See, I did something, you know.
I
had no clue to what I was doing. 17 years old, fresh out of high school.
You ain't know no better, boo.
I didn't know any better. But you know what? Those 10 years with that older man taught me a whole lot. Because he ran all kind of game on me. He ran the inside of the game. He ran the outside of the game. He told every lie there was to tell. I've never seen anybody go to work 10 days straight and have the unmitigated galls to say, baby, I didn't get no check. Boy. Girl, he did it as much as he could till my mama came over there and my brother. Now everybody know who my brother is. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. The only two people I know will come over and throw somebody whole wardrobe and everything out on their job.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So now.
But was he really working or he wasn't working?
He was working. He was doing something else with the money, girl. He had a 17-year-old baby who just believed everything that he said. I didn't get no check. They did. Well, wonder what they did with it. Oh. I wish would tell me something like that. Now, well, I tell you what, you would have gone back where they and move in with your job.
Yeah, I think he would have had to. He would have
had to. I mean, this.
I think he would have had to, man.
You know, so I'm at the point now where I don't just try to jump to conclusions because it doesn't take much at all to turn me off. I mean, you can say hello the wrong way, and I'm like, oh, uh-uh. How dare you speak to me like that? So I try to give a person time, you know. I try to abstain and hold out and just let it stretch out as long as possible to see if he's really in it for me. Because after a while, if he's just in it for, you know, a couple of things or whatever it is, he'll eventually get tired of waiting. We're going to play some music, take some more calls. It's Hot Talk Radio, and it's Mayhem Monday, and it goes down tonight.
My
All right, Atlanta. It's been a hot day today, and it's Mayhem Monday. I want to start off by wishing some of my Facebook friends a happy birthday. I want to wish Sean Kitchens a happy birthday, Candace Eubanks, Fonche Cross, Miriam Barner, Maurice Mobley, which is one of LaShawn's friends, Anitra Favors, and one of my tag friends, KC. Happy birthday today.
Happy birthday!
Wish you many, many more. Also, I want to give a shout out to Heather LaShawn with Smug Mug Photography. If you all are familiar with Final Destination Fridays, she's the young lady that does the photo for our event. Top notch, great prices. Photo shoots start at $150. Phone number is 404-707-7844. So if you're in need of a nice photo shoot or you got an event coming up and you're not sure who to choose, Heather LaShawn, because I wouldn't be saying her name if she wasn't the bomb. So, once again, Sean, we've got Polo here, and we want to ask Polo just how long does it take for him to realize if someone is wifey material or not? Polo?
Does it take? Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, Polo.
What's up? What's up?
We got Fat in the building tonight.
Hey, Polo.
What's up? I say between 8 months to a year to really know somebody.
So do you feel like you need to move in with them before you can really learn their ways?
Yeah, because you might move in with somebody and you don't like none of their ways or habits or whatever. So yeah.
But wait a minute, what happens in between that year? What if you don't like something you're doing, period? It would take you that long to figure out if you still want to talk to her or not, because
it shouldn't take that long. If it's stuff you don't like or whatever, then, you know, just got to be real with the person. Because if you don't, then you'll get into something and be like, man, why did I get into this? And then that's how a lot of relationships mess up. So you should at least find out everything, get to know each other, because now it's like people don't communicate like they used to. You know, you text somebody, people don't even talk on the phone no more, you know?
Hold up, Paula. We got a caller. Caller, look, you on the air. I need you to relax a little bit. The topic tonight is, how long does it take you to realize if someone is marriage material or not?
20 hours. Okay. But how do I figure out if marriage material or not?
How long does it take?
I know probably within the year. I think within the year that I can find out whether a female is married. So I live in the year about a year. Let's say five.
So you saying it's about a year? Look, I need you to go ahead and talk, please, caller.
Okay, statistically proven the average marriage, individuals get married at 28 nowadays. So I would say years anywhere from 4 to 6 years.
You think it would take you anywhere from 4 to 6 years to figure out if you're going to marry this woman or not?
Wait 4 to 6 years to wait on you.
I'm so damn glad that you're not my man, because there's no way in the hell that I would wait on any man from 4 to 6 years.
Where is it going to keep waiting?
Oh, I would be on moved on, baby.
I know, stop another man.
So she drive on her. Yeah.
What? I'm Lady Libra when I'm on air.
Okay, Libra, topic. We got one more. We want to tell you. It's topic.
We need to come on with it. Your comment?
Yeah, I'm finished with my comment. I'm ready.
Okay, let me see back the big boy, please.
I'm still here. I'm listening.
Okay, well, if you want to listen, you're going to need to dial in the other number because I'm taking calls and interviewing people who have something to say pertaining to Mayhem Monday. It goes down. The mic is hot, it's on fire, and it's melting me. Thank you, callers. Thank you so much. Polo.
Yeah.
Okay. You can continue with your statement. We took the caller.
Yeah, why you put me on hold then?
Look. Please don't.
Yeah.
Look, say the emotional. Okay. You gonna cry about it.
Don't just say it though.
Don't cry.
Like
you can
that.
Cry. Yeah, we ain't gonna tell
you. I mean, you wanna.
I like a man with emotions, Dad.
You wanna sit up here and gonna tell me that you need to live with the female before you can decide. Because, see, I don't shack. I'm not gonna live with anybody.
Well, yeah, okay, but then if say that you get with that person or whatever, and you don't live with that person, then all they have is just annoy you all the time. You're like, man, why did I get in that?
But you know what? It's not necessary that you, it's just because you stand with somebody, that could be annoying. Like I said, it could be the day to day stuff that they're doing. You might just really like that person and tell them that person. Cause I know people like that. They like hold their tongue and just think they're gonna ride it out and everything gonna be fine. But you gotta speak up ahead of time. Cause if you don't, it's gonna get worse and worse and worse.
And then people don't communicate, and then they just don't.
And that's right. Communication is a big part of a relationship. If you don't have communication, you don't have nothing.
I know. A lot of people don't got that. They don't want to
communicate. You're right. A lot of people don't have that. And that's just, it's going to be messy.
But I just can't believe you want to shack up before you can decide if you want to marry me or not. I'm not living with you, Joe.
Hold on. We can't live with you.
I'm not living with you. We're not going to live with you. It's 2010. We're not doing this shit again. You're going to decide if you're going to be with us before we move in. Can I get an amen from the foot?
Well, what y'all think about the ones that say they ain't doing that till they get married?
Well, that's me. Woo! I think I didn't decide not to do nothing to them then.
Me neither.
What else? Okay, and then again, that's another thing. What if you decide not to do that till you get married and you don't like what you get?
But
see, hold on.
Your problem.
No, it's not. If it's love, let me tell you something. Intimacy is something different. You know what I'm saying? I know no woman who cannot come and climax off of intimacy if the man is not working with her. It's a lot of women live in love with a man who ain't working more than 3 years.
Yeah, you're right about
but
that.
But the intimacy level is totally different. Intimacy climax you totally different than any nut can ever do.
But y'all know where? I was listening to TD Jake the other morning, and you know what he said? He said that it's not your fault that you are in a relationship and you giving your all and the other person is not. He said, it's not your fault that you fell in love with a 2 and you were 10.
Yeah.
So, I thought that was a very, very powerful message.
Because
it
takes out with relationships.
You fell in love with a 2.
Yeah.
Damn.
Because if
y'all 2, stay away from me. The 1, 2, as a matter of fact, 1 through 7, stay the hell away from me.
Okay.
Lady Libra ain't hearing it. Because I know I'm a 10. Are you a 10, Fat?
I'm a 20.
Oh, Fat says she a 20. Oh, shit.
And y'all know I'm standing on the clock.
Oh, shit. It's Mayhem Monday. Anything goes. We're gonna take a brief intermission, and we'll be right back with you.
Right back, y'all.
How you feeling? Give thanks and breathe it in.
Okay, y'all gotta close the door. Hot Talk Radio. It's Mayhem Money, and it's going down. Mike, it's hot. It's so hot that I had to turn the air up because
we're sweating
here. We got a caller. We're gonna take his opinion and see what he's talking about.
What's up, caller?
We lost that caller. I couldn't click him in fast enough, but it's okay. We're going to move on to the next song.
You know, a lot of girls be thinking my songs are about them. This is not to get confused. Baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I can spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best. You the fucking best, you the best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. Best I ever had. I said you the fucking. Know you got a roommate. Call me when there's no one there. Put the key under the mat and you know I'll be over there. I'll be over there. Shout it, I'll be over there. I'll be hitting all the spots that you ain't even know it's there. And y'all don't even have to ask twice. You could have my heart or we could share it like the last slice. Always felt like you were so accustomed to the fast life. Have a nigga thinking that he met you in a past life. Sweatpants, hair tied, chilling with no makeup on. That's when you're the prettiest. I hope that y'all don't take it wrong. Y'all don't even trip when friends say you ain't bringing Drake along. You know that I'm working, I'll be there soon as I make it home. And she a patient in my waiting room. Never pay attention to the rumors and what they assume. And until them girls prove it, I'm the one that never get confused with. Cause baby, you my everything. You all I ever wanted. We could do it real big. Bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything. Other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever. I swear I could spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say you the fucking best. You the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I say you the fucking sex, love, pain, baby, I be on that tank shit. Buzz so big, I could probably sell a blank this. When my album drop, bitches will buy it for the picture, and niggas will buy it too and claim they got it for their sister. Magazine, paper, girl, but money ain't the issue. They bring dinner to my room and ask me to initiate. Call me the referee cause I be so official. My shirt ain't got no stripes but I can make your pussy whistle. It's like the Andy Griffith theme song. And who
Who told you to put some jeans on? Double cup love, you the one I lean on. Feeling for a fix, then you should really get your fiend on. Yeah, just know my condo is a crack spot. Every single show she out there repping like a mascot. Get it from the back and make your fucking bra strap pop. All up in your slot till a nigga hit the
baby,
jackpot.
You, my you all I ever wanted. We could do it real big, bigger than you ever done it. You be up on everything, other hoes ain't never on it. I want this forever, I swear I can spend whatever on it. Cause she hold me down every time I hit up. When I get right, I promise that we gon' live it up. She made me beg for it till she give it up. And I say the same thing every single time. I say, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had, best I ever had. I say, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the fucking best, you the best I ever had.
Oh yeah. See, this is the type of joint you gotta dedicate to somebody. Let's make sure they that special somebody. Young Money.
High Talk Radio, we're back in the building. It's Mayhem Monday, and it's going down. Now, Sean, I got a question.
Talk to me, lady.
This is a serious question.
So, come on.
For those of you all who want to just chat, we got Kiwu in the chat box. Let's do it. Let's get it. If a guy made you wait 25 years before he married you, what would you do?
Ma'am, I would have checked out at 5, 6 years.
You would have checked out at 5, 6 years.
Being that I don't believe in shacking, so, you know, I really live by some old school traditions that really throw a lot of people off, you know. And it's crazy because a lot of men don't expect you to be young and live with old school traditions.
Yeah, well, I had this guy to say his granddad, basically he's trying to compare his granddad to himself now. I told him, you can't compare yourself to your granddad because back in the day, if men were doing things, you best believe they women didn't know.
At
they
all.
Had respect. The things that niggas are doing today, no respect.
None.
But
oh
the
my
sad
goodness.
Thing about it is,
some of the women are letting it fly.
It's some of the women letting it fly, and then some of the women doing it too.
Well, I got Young Trendsetter on the line. Young Trendsetter, say what's up to the ATL.
What's going on, Eli? This your boy, Young Trendsetter, the CEO of MPM Entertainment. Again, you know, Friday we had Club Friction Underground, 50 up Alabama Street, and you know, it's for 18 and up. And then Saturday, you know, we had Level 2 on 253 Auburn Avenue, Atlanta, Georgia. And, you know, we got a pajama party. Everybody in pajamas 3 to 1 o'clock.
Awesome.
Wow. Oh. Wow. What kind of pajamas?
What kind of pajamas?
we doing all kind of pajamas. So, me personally, I'm wearing my polo pajamas.
Oh, okay. Well, can I wear my pajamas? Because I'm going to make me something like an Applejack pajamas.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good.
Okay. Well, you know, Tristan, I got a question for you. You know, Big Boy called in not too long ago, and he gave his input. Now I need to know your input from a 19-year-old thoroughbred perspective. How long does it take you before you realize someone is marriage material or not?
Really take me the first 5 minutes and I already know.
Thank you. You like me, I can tickle.
And those of you I don't know, this is my little brother. So he anything might come out of his mouth. So you saying that in 5 minutes you know whether this woman can be your wife or not.
Yep.
You hell.
You like me, brother, then hey.
You hell.
Hey.
So what are the qualities that you look for in a wife? Tell these young girls from a 19-year-old stallion perspective, what it is that you look for in a wife?
Number one, I like a woman that I can say my homeboy hasn't been with or talked to.
So you like the women that hold out from everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So like me. Okay, keep going.
Yeah. And I also like women who got class by themselves, got a good personality, they got a pretty smile.
So wait a minute, you mean to tell me you want to date your sister? man. I love you so much. We cannot get married. It's against the law.
Well, not for me. I ain't a sister.
Uh-oh. Fat say what's up. Fat say what's up. What's up? What's up? We got Fat.
I'm not your sister.
Transcetta, you got anything else going on this week? Because you will be checking in with us periodically. I wanted to introduce you to the ATL. This young trendsetter, one of the world-renowned promoters out here all over everywhere, Texas, you name it, he's going.
Yeah.
Hey, ATL, good night.
All right, good night, ATL.
Good night.
Good night, trendsetter. All
right.
Bye-bye. That was my nookie-nookie. That was my poo baby.
All right, ATL, we need you to hit us back with some questions, some answers, some comments on this topic tonight. How long does it take for a man or a woman to realize that someone is married to
you? Now, come on, ATL, this is hot Atlanta. I know everybody can tell by now. The city got everything and too much everything going on. So what it do?
You know, because if you don't hurry up and marry these people and live and do things the right way, you ain't going to be nothing but a...
Bye.
because today is Mayhem Monday and it's going down. I mean, we done had all kinds of people to speak on this particular topic. It's a hot topic. That's why we call this Hot Talk Radio, because anything goes. We have a caller online. She's a more mature woman, so maybe she'll be able to help us young people to understand just how long it really takes for a person to realize if a person is marriage material, because I'm not going to be sitting here, no, 10 years with nobody, and he not marry me. Angie, can you tell the ATL how long you think it takes before you realize if a person is marriage material or not?
Well, I think in 6 months you should know whether he's marriage material or what's being with anyway.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, I just said that, you know, in about 6 months, you should know whether he's somebody that you want to spend your life with. It don't take forever to figure out what type of person. And I've always been a true believer that your first impression is your best impression. So basically, when you first meet somebody, however it start off, if it's good, then it might end up being a good relationship. But like I say, in 6 months, you should have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Amen.
Amen.
So you said in 6 months this is about as good as it's gonna get,
mm-hmm.
or about as worse as it's gonna get.
Yeah. So you have been in peak.
6 months, you should be done seeing the best and the worst.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you feel like
I wouldn't give nobody 5 or 10 years of my life without them marrying me?
Okay.
If you won't be with somebody that long, you ought to. Should always be still looking for you somebody.
So do you feel like you need to move? Do you
wish somebody would have told me that 19 years ago.
So how you feel about the guy saying that, oh, I can't decide if she could be my wife unless we live together? Do you feel like that's some garbage or that's some game, or do you feel like it's some truth there?
I feel like they're trying to get out of marriage. They just want to lay around with them as long as they want them. And they don't want to marry them because
yeah,
they got other folks that die.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you're saying basically I need to not move in with nobody. I need to not move in with them. Should you sustain from sex?
Yes, you should sustain from sex, because I figure like this. If you're going to give them everything they want and don't be married to them, then you never will get a husband like that.
Okay.
And I feel like if they're good enough to live with, they're good enough to marry.
There you go. All right, Miss Angie, I got a question. This is Sean speaking to you. Hi, how are you?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm great. I have a question. Is it wrong after dating somebody for 5-6 years, and you decide to yourself that you're more valuable to yourself and to life, that you cut off all sexual endeavors? Is it wrong for them when they decide to leave not to be mad?
Well, I don't think they should be mad if you decide that that's not what you want. Then they should happily move on.
Well, am I wrong for cutting off the sexual endeavor?
After being with them that long?
For 5 years. You know, if you ain't married me in 5 years, why I'm still sleeping with?
Well, see, if you ain't married me in 5 years, I'm not going to cut off the sex. I'm going to cut you off.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Give to the people. Hot Talk at Radio. Miss Angie speaking to you.
This is Mayhem Monday. Anything goes. Thank you so much, Miss Angie, for calling in. You know, I got this song I'm going to play for him. That's my favorite song. But technically, when a guy is stringing you along and he's not trying to be serious about a relationship, then he's just taking you on a fast drive. Let's give it to him, y'all.
Down. That brand new Camaro, I can't wait to get inside. Drunk or not, I'm trying to be your designated driver. Don't give me any no brakes, I'm trying to hit the gas. I'm like the fifth wheel, I want to ride jazz. Hit the corners and you feel like I belong to me. Banging up your bumper, like a fender bender. I'm about to take you for a ride, girl, pay attention. Let me put my key in your ignition.
Oh, 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 oh. Looking at your body, body. Pulling up inside me. Oh, 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 oh. Target right here, here. Open up them doors. Let me slide up inside you. Let me be your driver. I know how to handle this car. Let me take you for a test drive, shawty. Let me take you for a test drive, shawty. I wanna see you.
Things like my Alpine. You better stop me if you beam. I like to fly. The new school swags, girl, like an old line. Feel like your engine ain't got no miles. Straight dime, know you hit it, it's shit all the time. Now them curves gon' make me wanna hit the hazard light. Can't lie, baby, I'm trying to blow your horn like. I can satisfy you, whatever you desire. Buy you some new shoes, 22s on your tires.
Let me slide up inside.
Let it go.
Let me be your driver.
Let it go.
I know how to handle this car. Let me take you for a test ride, shawty. Let me take you for a test ride, shawty. I wanna see you bounce and drop it. Like it's not crowded. I'ma put your wish in the world. Let me take you for a test ride, shawty.
It's Hot Talk Radio once again, and it's Mayhem Monday. And it's been going down in the studio tonight. It's hot. I'm sweating. Is that a fire? I'm going to get the extinguisher, because it is. The mic is hot. The mic is hot.
Don't drop it.
Don't drop it like it's hot, though, because then you're going to burn the carpet up. Then we're going to have to call the fire department. I mean, and we don't have no BCK in the building to help put the fire out. Okay. But we do have China Doll on the line. China Doll, now, just tell me, what's up?
What's up is all these fake-ass people.
What? I want to know how long do it take you to realize if somebody's marriage material or not. Now, the fake people ain't got shit to do with the topic today.
Yes, they do, baby. Yes, they do, baby. I'm going to tell you why. Because I have been in a relationship with a man for 8 years to find out that he wasn't hitting on Nixon and promised to marry me, purchased the ring and everything, and couldn't find out that he was sleeping with my neighbor.
With the neighbor?
Yeah, the neighbor, girl.
The neighbor?
I had someone in and have sex trans out at the same time.
You can't do that.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
That's no topic. We need to have a relationship topic, baby.
Well, we got plenty of time for those type of topics. But tonight is Mayhem Monday. And I want to know, how long did it take you to realize if you wanted to marry that person or not?
I realized it after about 5 years. We had a lot of things in common. The chemistry was perfect. And the sex was lovely. I don't know how we ran off the train. So, to answer your question, I'm not for sure what is the proper time to
blame anyone because, like I said, when you've been in a relationship for 8 years and you married 10 years and everything falls apart, who falls into it? So how do you know?
All right, China, hold 1 second. We got a caller. We're going to see what they got something to say, and we'll come back to you. All right. China Doll. Hello, caller 308.
Hot Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello, caller. I'm going to get that type to him. Oh, they hung up. Maybe I disconnected them. Whatever.
I'm calling you daddy. Daddy, can you be my daddy? Daddy, I need a daddy. Daddy, won't you be my daddy? Come and make it rain down on me. Come and make it rain down on me.
Rhythm.
Now come and get it with a twister. Black Caddy Mac Daddy with a hoe up in the backseat. With a 97 pimp flow. Got a feeling when you smoke it when I flip it to a track speed. Talking about a beautiful figure. Astonishing as Greek mythology. Body be just like a girl in love. What's that movie? Never mind. Let me enter your atmosphere as you enter my world. And let me touch that food. I can't believe that your mama that cold. Her daughter got such an astonishing soul. You need a modeling role. Still a player, know you got it when you climb it from the bottom to the top of the pole. Plus you can pop a control. Your body's so accurate when I'm slacking. And it's making me say what I gotta do to get with that. When it come to making it rain, I can get it wet. When it come to cutting the monkey, I can get it wet. You want some media, baby, you need a better man. Think of a politics, I'ma be your weatherman. Cause every time I'm looking up and I see more ass, I'ma constantly see rain in the forecast. This away, that away, I'm picking 5,000 ones or whatever you wanna call it. It's a celebration, you the champion, here's the Betty Betty. Come on and get drunk with the money, homie.
Everybody that perceive with a hatred, I'ma teach him a lesson. I take shots of adrenaline, cause that's the way I receive immunization against the recession. I got the muscle off of my hustle and flow money. An entrepreneur with ways to get more money. So don't be tripping whenever you see me throw money. It's just a little bit of show money. But if you want me to get it wet another way, then I'ma have to beat it up. Of course, I'ma play with your girl. Touch your ears and your neck and play with your pearls. Then I'll reach up in your pants and play with your pearls. When I lay it down, you ain't gotta be frontin' and faking on me, baby, cause I know it takes the right touch. I ain't stopping till you wet up the covers because I gotta keep a fuckin' till I see a lot of white stuff. Now you got me excited, I can't hold it. I'm feeling it coming, about to let off an explosion. Let it ride when I see you animating and shaking. Now when I touch your body, you catch a convulsion. That's when I know I'm doing what I'm supposed to. You chose me, I chose you. Don't think I can get it where I told you. Come on, let the twist rain down on you.
it, making love, going hard up here. Knock, knock, knocking on the wall. And as soon as I go deep, getting in there again, there's a knock, knock, knocking on the wall. Girl, your legs keep shaking. I swear we break it. I knew headboard. And the love we make feels so good. Girl, you know I'm proud. Looking at your lovely face, scream my name. You do it so loud. But the neighbors know my name. Where you screaming, scratching, yelling. But the neighbors know my name. Maybe stressing while we flexing. But the neighbors know my name. My name.
This.
And I know you're so excited. If you bite it, they won't heal. And you know just what we're capable of when we make your love. So the music gon' be loud. You gon' scream and shout. Girl, your body's a problem. They call me the problem solver. Let the phone sit on the charger. It can ring all night. They can call, they can knock and be upset. But I bet the neighbors.
Radio. We now have Willie from Decatur on the line and China. And we're going to talk about this hot topic that we have tonight about how long does it take before you realize if a person is marriage material or not. Willie. Willie, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, and Lance wants to know exactly how long does it take you to realize if a woman is marriage material or not?
Kind of. It's not really a hard subject. I mean, you basically know. I give at least like six months to a year. I mean, you know, if that person that you meet, if y'all can be friends, and you know, after everything else is, you know, said and done, after the good sex, and, you know, when the time on the sex ain't good, or whatever the case is, y'all just be friends, and cool, and then these things ain't cool, let's be other than, why not, you know? I mean, you know, black men, they say, you know, going by what scientists say and the studies, show that most men are going to be cold to marry a woman that's mostly like their mother, and they have a good relationship with the mother, so, you know, a lot of times, if you can find a friend, then go from that, because that, you know, that would be the basis of your relationship, is the friendship, a solid, you know, a solid friendship, because, you know, after everything is over, like I said before, the friendship will still be there.
So what you're saying, Willie, is that the guys that generally date me are looking for someone to act like their mother.
Yeah.
So I need to tell him to another room.
No, they are. They're looking for somebody to be mama. They want somebody to clean up, cook, and shave.
clean your house better, you and your mama. So I'm
Well, Willie, you can come over here. Willie.
Yeah.
You want to come over here and be with me? This lady Libra coming through the speaker.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you this. Huh?
I said, you can come over here and clean my house.
May not feel that, so I asked him how long does it take him to realize someone's marriage material or not. But in the meantime,
he also stated that.
Let me tell you where I live so you can come on over here and clean.
There you go.
You can start cooking and cleaning. We need somebody to cook and clean.
If I come over there and cook and clean, it's a whole lot else come with that too now.
Are you going to marry me? Because, I mean, okay, do you. Okay, how long, so you need to be with me 6 months before you can decide if I'm marriage material or not?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when are we going to start counting?
Trust me, boy, it's a whole lot of come with me, man.
Oh,
what
is it?
What
all come with you, Willie?
Huh?
What all come with you, Willie?
A lot of times you can look at something on paper, it might look good on paper, but I mean, you know, you can have all the people on the team, but if they not coachable, you know, there's no sense in it. They can be the baddest, the best 3-point shooter, the best rebounder, the best defensive player, but if they're not coachable, I mean.
You still evade the question, Willie. What all comes with you?
Is it that fair again?
You still evading the question, what all comes with you?
What all comes with me? Nothing. I mean, this is like, if you date somebody, you know, you have to learn like pet peeves of that person, or that person might have, you know what I'm saying, something that you don't like.
Yeah, because okay. I got a lot of things that you don't like.
Hmm?
What are some of the things that somebody might not like about you?
Okay, somebody, I'm kind of picky.
Okay, name something that, Willie, name something about you that I might not like.
I don't know. I like to have sex a lot, so I don't know. That might not be a good thing.
Hey, man. Hey, hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to tell you something about me that I like, that, so you can already start getting prepared for the 6 months. And we're going to try. ATL, it's Mayhem Money, and this lady Libra coming through your speaker. I'm getting ready to give Willie some things to look forward to, because we're going to try this 6 months. And in 6 months, if I'm what it takes, if he likes what I got bringing, what I'm bringing, then we're going to get married. And we're going to invite all y'all to the wedding. Now, this is what I like to do that might annoy you. And this is my secret. I don't want nobody talking about me. But I like to eat starch.
Oh, I know somebody used to do that. She was pregnant. She'd eat sauce all the time.
But that won't bother you. I don't waste it all over everywhere. It's not a mess or anything. You will never even probably see me eat it.
I just never understood. You know what? That's so crazy, because I knew somebody did that, but I never understood why. But I was like, it is what it is.
And I like to chew ice.
Huh?
I like to chew ice.
Okay.
So you still want to get to know me?
That's possible. I ain't gonna say I can't put my business out online. I'm a very private person. I don't do that.
No. This Mayhem Monday. Anything goes. I'm trying to let you know what it is about me that I think may be a pet peeve, because you say in 6 months you're gonna know whether I'm marriage material or not. So I'm trying to put everything on the table now, because I'm trying to get married in 6 months. You know, I'm 25 years old and my biological clock is ticking.
Man,
so you said
you
were
22.
I did what?
You said
you
were 25.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 22. I'm 37.
Well, I don't feel like. Well, I'm not trying to, you know, wait a long time. And I'm sure the callers are multiplying and dividing, you know, the numbers, and they're probably figuring out that somebody ain't crazy. But hey, you know what? Ain't nothing nobody could do about it, because it's Lady Libra coming. So you speak and I say what I please. It's Hot Talk Radio, and it's Monday, and we having a lot of mayhem. The mic is hot, and we're going to go to a song to give Willie a break, because I don't want to run him away so fast.
It's my baby mama. I'm on child support. She get welfare checks, but I stay in court. It's my baby mama. She be riding caddy, and she always looking for sugar daddies.
It's my baby daddy. Now we always broke, and he ain't no good. Nothing but a joke. It's my baby daddy. Now he's nothing heavy. He be cheating on me. That's why I can't stand him.
Man, this freak has got me stressing. In the court, I must confess it. Players trying to get that check. And who for it gets on your neck. And in that jail, I can't be staying. And my teeth, you can't be taking. Child support can burn like torch when you get behind on payments. Here they go, they send them letters. Then they wanna come and get ya. Probably shoulda used the Jimmy. Probably shoulda never met her. Why you wanna try to impress me? Always lying, trying to caress me.
All these so-called ballers want me born. I'm safe, you know I'm safe. I'm the statue. I'm broke, got you waiting at a soul. Ready to break me off a fee. Keep your girls on your payroll. See me switching, blowing a kiss, and dudes don't know what they be missing. I'm the type of girl you need. Keep some cooking in the kitchen. Bake your biscuits up from scratch. Get you strong, off like that. But you better take care of your kids. Doing that coin is where it's at.
Where is that?
You ain't know, this is missing. You ain't show. And that freak you checking with. See, too nice, I'm mean, yo.
It's my baby mama. I'm on child support. She get welfare checks, but I stay in court. It's my baby mama. She be riding caddy, and she always looking for sugar daddy.
It's my baby daddy. Don't be always broke, and he ain't no good. Nothing but a joke. It's my baby daddy. He is nothing heavy. He be cheating on me. That's why I can't stand him.
It's DJ P.F. Bro, this be your witch is trying to be dope. But it's okay.
Everybody's always broke, and he ain't no good. Nothing but
my baby daddy, he knows nothing heavy. He be cheating on me, that's why I can't stand him.
Okay.
She needs to fuck out my stuff. Radio lady, leave a comment through your speaker. And it was Mayhem Monday, and it was Mayhem. Whoo, Sean, tell them about how much mayhem we had in the building tonight.
Hot like fire. We're going to keep it hot like fire. Woo! Hot Top Radio coming through your way. Right in the building.
What it do, man? What it do?
Man, I need a drink. I need a drink. As Mars Day would say, I need a drink. I need a drink. Fat need a blunt. I need a drink.
I need a drink.
We got 2 minutes left in the show, and I got shout-outs to give out. We're going to start with our co-host. We got JD, also known as Black Clark Kent.
What's up, JD?
What's up, JD? We had China Doll. We got Sean in the building. We got T.A.K.A. the Professor. We got Ki Woo. We got Polo. And, of course, Lady Libra coming through your speaker. And Fat sitting over here backing me up.
Yeah, what's up?
AP and GME, Apple J, Mansion House, YOLO Entertainment, the affiliates, them kings of entertainment, Twin Entertainment. Well, they call themselves Twin Production. Excuse me. Ill Fam, them Flip Boys, them MPM boys that's making presidential moves. That was your trendsetter. We got the Dirty Boys Social Club, Dirty Girls Social Club, and we got Dub Beat. Because if you love that intro, that's where it came from. If you love the outro, that's where it came from. If you love my introduction, that's where it came from. Top Talk Radio, we're signing off right now, and we'll catch you tomorrow for Talk to Me Tuesday, baby, because it goes down.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
Yeah. You done rocking with the best. Yeah. Hot Talk Radio. ATL's finest. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. It's Hot Talk Radio.
JD, aka the Black Clark Kent. T, aka the Professor. What up, Fat? Polo. Ki Woo. What's up, Sean?
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
It's Hot Talk.